Most people enjoy cartoons. Cartoons are often a way of linking an image with words so that the result is humorous. And quite often the humor is in the way in which there is a disconnect between the image that the cartoonist has drawn and the words that are sometimes coming out of balloons in people's mouths and other times their little subscripts. Let me give you an example from one of my favourite cartoonists, Kathy Wilcox, who cartoons for the Sydney Morning Herald. She has a cartoon in which there is the side of a road, the grass edge of the road, and there are two dogs standing there talking to each other, and between them there is one of those plastic bottles which is supposed to prevent dogs from peeing, if you like, on the grass. One dog says to the other, "This dog's going to the country." And you think, okay, why is this dog going to the country? Well, "this dog's going to the country" sounds a bit like "this country's going to the dogs." And the humour lies in the way in which this turnaround has happened, and it's actually quite sophisticated. If you think about it, this dog is going to the country versus "this country is going to the dogs." The way in which the plurals and the apostrophe s's have been worked is really very clever. So it's well worthwhile sometimes just having a look at a cartoon that you find funny and analysing the humour, and you'll often find it's this connection, if you like, between the image and the words and the way in which sometimes there's a disconnect and it makes you think again. The humour is a way of creating a startle effect.